It's well known that aviation is having an effect on global warming, but what's not well known is why. But a new study shows it's not the carbon dioxide emitted by jet engines, it's the condensation trails they leave in the air. A new study shows the clouds left behind by today's planes are causing more global warming than all the CO2 emitted in the history of aviation. David Mark reports the work is published in Nature Climate Change.
We've all seen one in the sky. Condensation trails are the white clouds that slowly spread behind a jet. Dr. Ulrich Burkhardt, a climate scientist at the Institute for Atmospheric Physics at the German Aerospace Centre, explains.
Aircraft vapour trails form behind aircraft engines when the hot, moist air of the plume is mixing with the environmental air that's colder and drier.
That hot, moist air then freezes, and the result is a thin cirrus cloud known as a condensation trail, or contrail for short.
They're clouds, yeah.
But those thin lines spread over time. And when you consider there are tens of thousands of aircraft flights around the world every day, there's a cumulative effect.
And then they trap the long-wave radiation from the Earth, and therefore they warm the atmosphere.
Now, Dr. Burkhardt and a colleague have developed a computer model which looks at the warming caused by the contrails.
We found that contrail cirrus are really a major part of the aviation climate impact. We find that contrail cirrus are warming today the climate more than the accumulated CO2 from the past flights until now.
So let's just stop there. The Wright brothers' first powered flight was in 1903. Dr. Burkhardt's work shows that the carbon dioxide emissions throughout the past 108-year history of aviation is having less of an effect on global warming than the condensation trails produced by planes each day.
The aviation CO2 is estimated to change the radiation by 28 milliwatts per square meter, whereas contrail cirrus is about 31 milliwatts per square meter.
But there's a catch. Contrails may only hang around for a few hours.
Carbon dioxide lives longer and therefore will exert a warming even in 50 years. But for the warming today, contrail cirrus is really the most important aviation climate change agent.
The conclusion Dr. Burkhardt draws from her work is that more should be done on reducing CO2 emissions from planes, as well as cutting back on condensation trails. And that can be done by flying at different levels in warmer or drier air.
David Mark reporting.